He's gone.
Chairman Anderson, member of the board, my name is Bill Crum. I reside in Etna, California, and am the president of the Resource Conservation District, the Siskiyou Resource Conservation District, which in its service area includes almost all of the Scott River drainage and specifically Scott Valley. Just a couple of clarifying statements before I get going. First of all, my comments are going to be limited to the impact that this draft Klamath River TMDL has on the Scott River watershed, and the Scott River TMDL. As you know, the Scott River, and let me also say that these comments were prepared prior to a brief discussion with your staff and the staff presentation this morning on the rethinking, the clarifications, the modifications that they have made or contemplate making. Obviously, I'm assuming that you probably heard most of these this morning for the first time, too, or at least in fairly recently. We've not had, obviously, a chance to digest that, so my comments are still as prepared prior to hearing those modifications and clarifications. I did hear some things that sounded encouraging, but obviously we're going to need more understanding, a better clarification of what staff is proposing. As you know, the Scott River has an existing TMDL, and specifically addressing the two 303D impairments that have been determined for the Scott River, that being temperature and sediment. In June of this year, in your normal review process, you determined that there's no justification to add additional impairments to the 303D list for the Scott River. Accordingly, we were surprised and shocked in reviewing the draft Klamath River TMDL to see that it has the effect, as currently drafted, by requiring WDRs or conditional waivers for three additional impairments that are not on the 303D list: dissolved oxygen, nutrients, and organic matter for the Scott River. Our formal letter details, and I appreciate you've got 140 some odd of those, whatever staff said, but on numerous comments. Our formal comments are spelled out in considerable detail in our comment letter, and I won't go through those in detail to spare you that, but I do hope you get a chance to take a look at our letter to see what our detailed concerns are, and specifically how we feel that document is inconsistent with the Clean Water Act, with state law, and your own policies. Scott Valley's total community is about 6,000 people. The parties that are really impacted in their livelihoods for the current California Endangered Species Act issues that we are subjected to, particularly specifically for coho salmon, and the TMDL itself, that all hits, for all intents and purposes, on about 100 families, 100 farming and ranching families. We have a TMDL, which we continue to work on. We feel that the current draft of the Klamath River TMDL can be viewed one of two ways, neither of which do we care much for. It's either a major amendment to the Scott River TMDL, or it is, in fact, some kind of an overlayment of a TMDL on top of, that we would be subject to two TMDLs. From either perspective, we don't believe the findings, the proceedings, the lack of community involvement required by the Clean Water Act, state law, and your own policies have been followed. And in fact, as noted earlier, it appears to be in direct contradiction to the action your board took in June. We therefore request that the draft be corrected so that it is wholly consistent with the Scott River TMDL and not go beyond the Scott River TMDL as it relates to the Scott River. And I include in that comment, taking exception to Mr. McFadden's previous comment about additional requirements being placed on the implementation of the Scott River Study Plan. That plan is progressing. We are much further along in the development of a model than we thought we would be at this point in time. We are taking the steps necessary to move further towards the implementation, but we don't think at this time that putting additional regulatory requirements on the implementation of that plan at this time would be helpful. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and take any questions now or after as you might have.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.